Hey,
the
what's
recording
happening?
Is on.
Okay, I just started the recording in, and Matt. So we have Matt S., because I'm not going to be able to say his name right all the time. And Ian joined us. I'm recording, so I'll be able to put this on the podcast. I know Matt has some stuff for us to talk about the new pack and stuff.
Well, holy moly, this thing is kick. Okay, can you guys see my, what's it called, my screen?
We see you.
Got it. So do you not see, is the spreadsheet up?
Not seeing a spreadsheet, no.
Not seeing a spreadsheet. Entire screen. Window. Ah, there we go. Share. All right, guys. So can you see it now?
No.
No.
Oh, there it is.
Something happened.
There it is.
All right, cool. So I checked Ballotpedia and just looked at everyone who's running, and I've created this little spreadsheet to help.
Well, also you're saying everybody who's running at what level?
This is a spreadsheet of running for state rep, mm-hmm. and also Ian as well.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like you've got the 13 reps there who voted for the bill. Is that right?
That's correct. So I have it in different categories. We have incumbents who are running, mm-hmm. who have already expressed interest. So all of the incumbents that are listed voted for CACR 32 or, to not table it with right. the exception of Nick White, who's right here. Mm-hmm. I met him at Porkfest. He was absent that day and would have voted had he been there.
Oh, man.
So we have a categories of incumbents who are running. Incumbents mm-hmm. who are running and don't need money. That's Matt and Nick. I talked to them. They're good. We have incumbents that are also not running this year. Alan, Mark, Dustin, and Dennis.
Bummer.
This is my intel from Ballotpedia. If someone's got something else to say, if they know something, let me know. Okay. And then we have our challengers. And then I found out about these challengers through, an editor over at the Liberty Block. And also just, obviously, I see Carla is running and Jay is running too. They're both in the independence chats. If we plan on supporting them as well as these guys too. If we wanted to give everybody that is running, whether they need money or not, a check right now, we could give everybody $50. If we were to give funds to everybody who only needed money right now, which is highlighted in gold, we'd be able to give everybody $65. Now, I saw Max Abramson and I were like in the same exact house. So every time we see each other a few times, maybe at least once every 2 weeks, he comes into my job. If a candidate has $500, like that's enough for, a win, right? If a candidate has $100, that's great. But $500 a candidate gives us, a victory. Like that's I absolutely have no reason to doubt him on that. So what's next up is I reach out to the candidates or their designated fiscal agent. Hey, do you need money? If someone hasn't already explicitly told me they don't, I assume that they do, because that is the job of the pack, is to provide funds. If the pack is like a heart. It pumps. So we reach out to the candidates. Do they need money? Do they need more money? Find out what they're in need of. We obviously want to make sure our incumbents win. It would not look good for the movement for the incumbents to get voted out. So the incumbents are the priority.
Right.
And then we also want, but thing is though, is that we obviously have less incumbents than voted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. right? So we have 9 people voting for next year's CACR 32 if all those incumbents win, which mm-hmm. actually we want more. We want to show support. Sure. And that's why it's important that we support the challengers as well. Now, here's the thing. So I was challenged by a Liberty candidate who's running for U.S. Congress to try and raise 10 grand. If we raise 10 grand as a PAC, we're able to basically cover $500 for everybody, for sure. Absolutely. If every single free stater, there's 6,000 free staters in the state, donates $2, that's 12 grand.
A mm-hmm. Question for you. I see there's a column of primary. Are every single one of those state reps challenged in the primary? Is that what that's showing us?
So what I saw on Ballotpedia is, you know, if we have one seat in the district and Mike has, and there's two people running for Belknap 6 and they're both Republicans, mm-hmm. that's a primary.
Mm. Okay. So they have all been challenged in the primary.
Yeah. I'm looking up, hold on. Let me try and share another. I have no reason to doubt that they're being primary. Yeah. I have no reason to doubt that. I'm looking at Ballotpedia. Is there a better source that I should be using, Ian?
Well, the state itself, if you go to the New Hampshire Secretary of State page and then click on elections, there's a list of all of the people who filed for the various different offices, and that's the official source, so that it doesn't get more.
Okay, I'll try that again. I've had difficulties using the New Hampshire Secretary of State website. They were having technical issues earlier this season, so I was looking other ways. But yes, I'll double check that. But even then, let's pretend that there's less people having a primary. That just means we're able to give more money to each candidate who, we're able to distinguish, okay, are they being primaried or not? Mm-hmm. And then it's, hold on a second.
Here, I'll drop the link to it in the chat. So that's a PDF of the Republican filings. There's obviously one for Democrats, but none of them are Dems. So,
right. And then, okay. What you dropped one in the chat. Let me, where is hide?
Put a little word balloon icon. Click on
I see
there.
It now. Yeah. I'm not as familiar with, what is this? Jitsi. I'm not as familiar with Jitsi.
Yep. Jitsi's cool. It's open source. It's free. It's encrypted. It's pretty sweet.
Based. Okay. July 2nd of 2022. Perfect. All right. So what I'll do is I'll go through this and then I'll just reevaluate who has a primary. And
it's
then
probably all of them. It wouldn't surprise me if the Republicans made a specific effort to take these people down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Ian, I saw on your election page that you are not looking for funds, and that still is the case. You're still
correct. Yeah. I don't like spending money on politics.
I totally understand. Yeah. I totally understand. I think you have the charisma to get it done. You had a great speech at Porkfest. I really enjoyed that.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I have a question for you after the fact on a slightly different topic regarding your speech, but we can talk about that later.
Okay.
I got the PDF. So that is, that's pretty much it for right now. We have our challengers. We have
that's
our incumbents. And we don't have to file. So our filing date is, so we recently changed our registration to be include the primary, because it's like, oh my gosh, if we're giving funding to candidates for the primary, So we changed our registration to include the primary and the general. So our first filing date is going to be August 24th, not October. There was a filing due date on June 22nd, but I checked with Kaylee Dion at the Secretary of State's office. Hey, do we need to back file for the June 22nd now that we're registered as a primary? She said, no. Long story short, the answer was no, we don't. So there's no penalty for that. Anyway, which is good.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
You were asking me to put those dates on the NHX calendar.
Yep.
What are these filings, and are you just doing them or a bunch of us doing that? I don't understand what that means.
Nope, that is, those are the PAC filing due dates. That's when the PAC needs to file its receipts and expenditures to the Secretary of State. That is mine and our treasurer's responsibility to do. I think that being that this, it is regarding the topic for Nexit, you know, it's the PAC, I think it's appropriate to have that on the Nexit calendar.
Okay, but it's something you guys are going to do. Okay,
that's gotcha. Correct. Yeah, it's not a task for anybody else, but it's my way of trying to provide our, you know, libertarian independence community with transparency about what we have to do.
Okay, if you don't mind, let's also step back, and can you describe to us why you started this PAC? Have you done this kind of thing before, or what prompted you to do it?
So inspiration for the PAC, something's got to break.
And something's got to break. You know, and then why? And why did you want it to be a PAC? Why did you want to do that?
Well, I was already in like the Liberty Independence chats on Signal and Telegram, and then one day I'm seeing a request like, "Who's going to start a PAC to help out with independence?" Mm-hmm. And I saw that request. It was, I think it was Elliot Axelman at the Liberty Block. He wanted to, was inquiring if someone was going to start a PAC or not. And one of the things I look forward to when coming to New Hampshire were opportunities to do things, something like this. And I was like, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. There's a demand for a PAC. You know, I do have government experience before. I'm a veteran.
Have you done any PAC work before?
No, not okay. Not specifically as a PAC, but my experience in the military does give me confidence to manage that. While I was in, I was an aircraft maintenance officer on the RPAs, remotely piloted aircraft. You know, a lot of people know them as drones, and one of those is worth $5 million. And one of the cockpits that the pilots fly from the ground, one of those are worth $8 million. So I think I have the leadership and experience, you know, to manage an account. You know, we've been challenged to raise 10 grand, and it's myself and a treasurer versus, you know, an aircraft maintenance unit of 60 or 300 people.
Another thing, Matt, is, what do you think is the number one goal of your PAC, or what's the main thing you're wanting to do?
The goal of this PAC is to support legislators and legislation for New Hampshire independence. So our PAC is a political action committee. Like any political action committee, we funnel funds to candidates and causes that we believe in.
So it's mostly for funding, or is it also for ideas, or what other stuff?
Well, there's already a lot of think tanks that are out there. We've got the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is a think tank. I know, Russell, you run the Nexit.org website. There's the Nexit.us website. There's the New Hampshire Secession website, and everyone's got, there's already a lot of ideas out there. I know my favorite plan long-term for New Hampshire independence that I've seen pitched forward is Stephen Villey's proclivity for taxing income documentary regarding a treaty between America and New Hampshire, similar to Monaco and France. So that's long-term. I think people have questions for me. I want to use ideas that are kind of already out there. At the end of the day, the treaties are going to be negotiated by elected representatives, not actual members of the PAC themselves. So I think there needs to be a little bit of space for creativity, but I think we need to show that we know who to refer to. If someone has questions about what the vision is, we know where to refer to people for long term.
And so if you're trying to talk somebody like me into running for a state house or state house, what are you telling people?
It's too late.
Okay. So you'd be trying to talk me into doing it a year and a half from now or something like that?
Was that something you'd be interested in?
Yes, that's possible.
Well, I mean, Russell, you certainly have that. You certainly have a lot of credibility within the Liberty community. You manage. I mean, you've been a Free Stater. You're one of the first Free Staters. Certainly, we would be happy to support you in that endeavor.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, that'd be something in the future. But and like when you're talking to, are you approaching people who are already running and already in? Are you talking to these guys that are already incumbents? How are you talking to people?
I actually have not spoken to any too many new people just yet. The incumbents we already know, and then we have our challengers that are based off of, you know, the challengers that we have that we're looking to reach out to and speak to. They've already expressed interest in supporting independence, and I haven't walked. As far as reaching out to specific candidates who have not already expressed interest, I have not really done so.
So, I mean, this thing's just getting off the ground. It just got started. I think this is a great start. The spreadsheet's really, really useful, really interesting. As I understand, the goal of the PAC is to identify candidates and offer to assist them and, you know, various ways, like such as funding, mainly funding, but, you know, identify them and connect them and network. And I think you're doing a great job so far. I put on my calendar for tomorrow. I'm going to contact the state Secretary of State's office, because one of the things that happens a lot as a candidate, you know, I've run before for state Senate and state rep. And as a candidate, you always get these mailers from people, and it's various different interest groups, some from the right, some from the left or whatever. They ask you questions, and there's, you know, candidate surveys, and basically these groups are looking to possibly endorse you and you know, put you up on their website and feature you as an endorsed candidate. So candidates that, you know, are willing to spend time on that can get endorsements from gun rights organizations and unions and, you know, various different groups. So I think that ultimately, whether it happens this year or, you know, in the future when you have more volunteer help behind the group, because right now it feels like it's a one-man operation. But it would be great to see the New Hampshire Independence PAC doing something similar. And what I was thinking would maybe a way to do it this year wouldn't be to do like direct mail, because that's obviously expensive and time consuming. But I did, for instance, get an email this week from the League of Women Voters. And that's a fairly well-known, respected educational group. But they didn't send me physical direct mail. They got my email address, and they must be getting it from the filings that the candidates make with the New Hampshire Secretary of State. So I bet they have a database of all of the candidate filing information. Like the info I sent to put in the chat is just a list of candidates, but I bet you they've got something that they don't just put on their website that has all the candidates' addresses, all the candidates' phone numbers and email addresses. So I'm going to see if I can find that for you if you think that would be useful, Matt.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. That same rep that challenged us to raise 10 grand, he offered me for $1,000, we could get the whole, you know, basically like the email list of like almost like every Republican in the state or something like that. I'm like, okay, well, we don't have that money to spend right now. I do have a few long-term projects I'd like to do for the PAC. And we also have some housekeeping things to do as well. Like just some updates to the website to make it so that way people can actually subscribe to emails that we send out. That's a WordPress thing that has to be figured out. We have to update our disclaimer. If the donor wants to pay the fees or not, right now the PAC pays for that. But long-term projects, we want to have a vision statement, but basically in the form of a motivational video, kind of, you know, to pump people up for New Hampshire independence. You know, people are visual creatures. The mind communicates images. A great, you know, when the time comes, I think that would be great. We want to make it so that people can donate in cryptocurrency. We would, and even more long-term program, if we could participate in the Goldback lease program, that would be really cool. So there's, you know, there's some little things that we have to do. There's some big things that we have to do. Let me think. Could you summarize again, Ian, what you think we need to do next?
Well, I think a big thing, because you've got a great start with this database here. You already know who definitely supports independence. Mm-hmm. But what needs to be determined is who we don't know.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay.
And so that's where that if such a thing exists from the state, and I'll call them tomorrow and I'll let you know what they say. It may cost a little bit of money, but it probably won't be much. But if it does, I'll see if I can acquire it. But getting a list of all of the candidates, Democrat and Republican, in the primary, getting all their emails. And then all we would have to do at that point is put together some sort of, I've seen people use like Google Forms or something like that, where there's, you know, some online form where you can fill out, you know, create different sections of, you know, do you support independence for New Hampshire? Yes or no. Here's an additional field for why or why not. You know, add your notes here, that kind of thing. And just keep it short, keep it simple, because that's all we need to do is just figure out the filtering process of who is on board, who's a maybe, who's on the fence, that kind of thing. Right. And then anybody that says they're on board, we add them to the database and, you know, keep in touch with them, that kind of thing, and see if they can get through the primary. So we'll see if I can get that data from the.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. I did reach out to representatives that I met at Porkfest this past weekend, representing the Young Americans for Liberty, or at least from Make Liberty Win. I think he was a member of both. His name was Matt Pillars. And then I also reached out to Joe. I can't remember his last name in this moment, but I sent an email out to Joe from the Americans for Prosperity, because they already do surveys of candidates. I'm like, hey guys, would it be possible for you to add a question to your surveys to see, you know, what would that, you know, that way we can use, it's already sort of pre-vetted, right? They're not just, right, they're Liberty candidates and they also support independence. Like the more, I want to try to avoid redundancy, but Ian, if we can get a list tomorrow of everything, then that simplifies things.
Yeah. So that would be really, I think that information would be really useful, and sending out a mass email is obviously way cheaper to do than, you know, sending a direct mailer. It may not reach some of the more elderly reps, but I don't think we need to be too concerned about that at this point.
Yep.
You know, sending out emails is the new wonderful way New Hampshire government will be run, not the old way, right? We're saving money already.
There you go. And you know what? I'm sure you guys heard from Alu Axelman from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that they've got, apparently the data has come back from the poll that they were conducting.
That's correct.
He's been pretty tight-lipped about it. I have not heard any rumors, but they're supposed to be meeting later this week about when and how to release the information. So we may be seeing that, you know, sometime this month. And if we can coincide, you know, getting those emails out to state reps with a little bit of data for them to crunch on, like, oh, well, one out of three New Hampshire voters supports independence, or, you know, how do you feel about it? That kind of thing, that might be helpful, depending on what the results are like. They could be dismal, but I'm optimistic.
Yeah, I do. No, it's going to be good. It's actually, it's pretty good. Alu gave me a phone call the day with a, you know, gave me a little sneak peek, but I'm
gonna keep you back. Got a teaser? What can you say? Can you say anything?
No. that was for me, but they're gonna sit down with the board and they're gonna meet and then they're gonna publish it. It was just a few things, so I actually like what I heard. So it's gonna be good. I'm excited for the results, because those results, like the Liberty ratings and any surveys that we do, and then our treasurer Derek has gotten a hold of like the percent lean for each district for us to, you know, to gauge with funding.
Cool.
With who gets what.
So Matt, who you said Derek is your treasurer? You said
that's correct. Yeah, Derek. You guys know Derek Crew, right?
What was his last name?
Crew. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
And who else is helping with you guys right now?
Well, right now it's actually just us two right now. One of the things that when I first started the pack, like the week after I filed, I sent an email to all of the 13 reps that had voted for the bill. And I said, let's have this really big planning meeting in a few weeks so we can sit down and strategize how we're going to win. And maybe I sent it, I'm sure I sent it out to all the right emails that was on the website, but nobody really got back to me about that. Mm-hmm. But what Derek and I are looking for is maybe one or two people to kind of join us on the pack to assist in that, you know, kind of what we're talking about today. You know, the question that you asked, Russell, like who's helping us out to do what? And that question is, you know, making sure that the funding is going where it needs to go and having an experienced eye on that. So we are looking for people to do that. There cannot be any direct coordination between the Foundation for New Hampshire of Independence. So if you're on the board for that, you can't be on the pack. I was thinking earlier this week, I was like, you know what, Russell's been here in a while. I mean, maybe I could ask him if he wants to actually join as an official member. You know, he's been around for a bit. He's got a lot of ideas. You know, well,
yeah, that's a good idea, Matt. Let's do that because I'm too dangerous to be at the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. They have to be independent of me. So,
right. Now, Russell, real quick, the website that you run, nexit.org, that's just a website, right? It's not any other organization. It's just a website, right?
An organization in what way do you mean?
In the same way that FNHI is a real organization.
No.
Okay, perfect. And you only have citizenship with the United States, correct?
Yes.
All right, good. And then you don't have do you have a federal clearance?
Federal clearance for what?
Like a security clearance at all?
No.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Those are when I became the PAC chairman, those are some declarations that I made. I'm an American citizen. Gotcha. My clearance expires on this date because I'm a veteran, right? I have a disability. I collect disability from the federal government, and I'm not a foreign citizen of any nation state. So I just make sure that everybody on the PAC can satisfy those things too. And then of course you have to live in New Hampshire as well. You can't like be out of state. You got to live in New Hampshire as well.
Okay.
So, let's consider that done. I can go on to the, you know, the CFIS website and make that official. Do you have any specific title you want to call yourself?
No, we'll have to think of something.
Okay, we'll think of something, but yeah, I would absolutely love having, you know, and I know Derek knew some people, knows a few people he asked about, and one person said no, and the other person I haven't heard back from too, so I would be very happy to have just someone who's been around a little bit to help out with things, and making that official, Russell, woo!
Yeah, that's another step, another tiny step forward.
I feel
let's get on your website for anybody watching this later, because Russell, I think, is going to be podcasting or video casting this thing. So it's NHIPAC, as in New Hampshire Independence Pack, NHIPAC.org. There's a contact link there. So anybody else that wants to help you out could reach out directly, correct?
That's correct. Anyone who wants to help out can reach out directly. And if they want to donate, they can also do that. If they want to, you know, send us a nomination of someone that they think that we should look out and reach out to, we can do that as well.
That's a good idea. And yeah, because there's certain things that I can't be part of, and this would be fun. And then my job also is to keep you and Alu humble. So that'll be, if you're too successful, then that'll be my job.
Hey, no, I'd be so happy. We had reached out to Sandy. Sandy runs the Foundation, the New Hampshire Secession website, and I'd asked her if she wanted to be a part of the team She has experience with the NHLA, former board member, and she's recently gotten back into things. She said that, you know, we're a little too early right now for her to join. So I'd be really like, no, I feel good. Like a lot of.
Well,
like,
we can let's keep trying to get Sandy to join us, and we'll promise to not be mean to her. Sometimes other groups have been mean to her, so we can promise we won't be mean. Geez.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds good. So what other specific things can people help you with? You were mentioning, you know, very specific things like, you know, integrations of payments and things like that. What are the specifics?
Let me look at this. I have a little to do. On our website, we need to make it so people can actually subscribe for emails that we send out. Like we have the button on the email.
And that's
I've tried to sign up. I've tried to enroll myself in our, you know, email subscriptions for the website, and it doesn't like it's a website thing. It's like it's a WordPress thing that it's like, okay, what do I do?
Yeah. So something with WordPress and some connection between your WordPress site and a email list. Okay.
Yeah, like a lot of the things that are to-do lists, if they're small things, like they just need to be done once and it's good. Like another thing that we're doing is, so right now with Anadot, we're using for donations, we want to have two separate funds. We have our PAC fund and we have our operations fund, because we have to have an operations fund. The PAC has to pay back Elliot Axelman for his sponsorship of the business cards. We have to pay him back the money that was done. $59.50 is going to get paid back this week. But I want to actually have that official and make it optional for people to donate to our operations fund via the Anadot. I've been talking to the Anadot people. We just got to create an action page. So that's something to do this week.
And the operations is what you're doing, and the pack is what that stuff you're funneling to candidates.
So with the pack, an operations fund would be a fund whose money is used to help the pack run. So okay. For an example, the business cards or the website, right? Or, you know, the mailbox. So those sorts of things. Yeah, that's the operations fund. The other thing is the PAC fund, which is what actually goes to, you know, that's our meat and potatoes right there. That is funding that goes to the candidates.
Okay, gotcha.
And then, you know, a third fund, and you know, this is inspired from, you know, by NHLA. They've got a third fund that is for, like, you know, activism and things like that. So I don't know. I like, part of me like is like, I don't know if we're ready for that, but definitely, you know, just little things. And I'm very detail oriented. So if anyone's like, what's taking so long? It's because Matt's just trying to make sure all the little details ironed out, because, you know, like I'm very excited to do this, but I'm also like, oh my gosh, like I need to make sure that, you know, everyone who's participating in the pack is, you know, we're doing everything legally. We're not going to get ourselves in trouble, because it's a political action committee like any other political action committee. And at the same time, though, it's the charisma of the PAC is a little bit different. It's very clear that we have big goals that are kind of world changing. Should they actually be implemented? So
should we have a rating system that has like one thing, and then we could rate every candidate as we could build up a list of rating every candidate on where they stand on independence. So it's almost like a yes or no thing, huh?
Well, we already have a Liberty rating, and at that point, you know, after the Liberty rating, it's already kind of a yes or a no at that point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is all interesting. Maybe we've tapped you out on all your stuff. Oh no, I know something else you needed to talk about. You're going to go on a radio show this week, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I was invited on to the WSMM, I think it was. Yeah, they reached out Friday, and I said, sure, I'll do an interview. Yeah, it's going to be over Skype, just kind of like what we're doing today, sort of.
And what's the show or what's the program?
The program is, let me bring it up real quick. Got my email.
Yeah, this just came up in the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, the email came up on Thursday, and then I got back to her like yesterday saying that, like, yes, I wanted to do that. So it's gonna be a 10-minute bit. And actually, that's really one of the reasons why I'm glad that we're doing this today, is now we can, you know, it's sort of like a little bit of a prep for that on Tuesday, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be... Yeah, it's Liz Gabbert.
Okay.
And she's got a talk radio show on WSMN in Nashua.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Our future southern border town.
That's correct, yeah.
that's where the Massachusetts Embassy might be located, or maybe also in Concord. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. Now, part of my interest in the pack is that it's such a physical, actual thing. You know, you're pushing for a specific issue. Same with, that's why I'm wanting to do NHXit, period. It's not a nebulous freedom thing. It's a very specific thing.
That's correct. Yeah.
So then we're not at war with anybody anymore because we're New Hampshire. We're separate. And we're doing our own thing. And it makes, and it's nice to be, it's got something that it's easier to describe to somebody because it's an actual thing. It might be outside the mainstream conversation right now, but it's something you can talk to somebody about.
Yes.
We've had a person on that's been muted all this time, Mitch. So if that person wanted to chime in, they can text something in the message or raise their hand or something. But otherwise, we have people that just listen. So, Ian, did you have something you were going to say? He might be muted. But is there anything else you can think of, Matt, concerning the pack?
I don't know. Is there something that you think that I should be talking about that I'm not talking about, Russell, that I've missed?
No, that's nothing that I can think of. Okay. I think Bonnie just said something.
We the People debates Wolfboro on July 22nd. Okay.
Hey, I put that information in there. It's one of the things I've received as a candidate. Was an invitation to the We the People debates that they're putting together. You probably know Therese Grinnell. I think you've mentioned meeting her before. She's got a pretty big thing and a big following that she's put together in just the last couple of years of her becoming active. And so they're having something up in Wolfboro on July 22nd. They are inviting people who are in primaries to debate there. So if you've got that day free, that might be a good event to grab your business cards and just come on up to and talk to people. Might also be good for anybody supporting independence for that matter to come to that event and just start questioning candidates on independence.
What July 22nd is, what day is that? What day of the week?
Good question. Don't have that in front of me.
Okay, I'll type it up while you guys are talking here.
I think it might be a Friday, but not 100%.
Okay, let me... Okay. All right. Russell, how does the title, I'm on the CFIS website right now. just requires a name and a title to add another officer, and then that's it.
Okay.
Political coordinator sound good, or campaign coordinator, or
yeah, what are the normal titles in those kinds of things?
You know, there's the only two official titles are chairman and treasurer, and then we could do, you know, anything else. You know, so we have all the minimum requirements. I mean, we could. I know NHLA has got a political coordinator. I mean, the title can, it's not hard to change a title if we decide we want to give a real title later on. It's.
Yeah, I don't think either one of those titles fit me very well. I was, by the way, that event that's on the 22nd is Thursday. Thursday the 22nd in the evening. Okay. Yeah, well, I'll have to think of something. So you're needing to fill out the form.
No, I'm getting it done right now. How about what if it was like campaign consultant or political consultant, or
how about political consultant?
Perfect.
down the road we'll have to have or maybe my title needs to be NH Exit Purity Test Coordinator or something.
Okay.
Or what is Dave Ridley wanting to do? Nonviolent discipline in our movement. You know, I can be the nonviolent discipline nonviolence taskmaster.
Are we ever going to get Dave back on one of these calls? I feel like it's been months.
He does not have good enough access for him to do it. I don't know when it. Yeah, that's what he told. That's what he's telling me. So, yeah, I don't.
Isn't that or something?
Yeah, I don't. Russell, I don't know.
Russell, yeah, how would you like to be senior political consultant?
Senior, yeah, that sounds senior. Good.
As opposed to just a regular political consultant.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Does that get you a discount at restaurants?
well, Ian, they do ask me if I qualify, so I guess I am senior. I'm starting to get that old. That's a wonderful insult when somebody says, "Are you eligible for the senior discount?" Oh man, yeah, that sounds good. So I don't think anybody else has popped in that needs to pipe up. Was there anything else we wanted to talk about besides Matt's specifics? It seems
you
like.
Think, I got a question for you guys. So, what do you think? We got this going on. What do you guys think that I should hit for my interview on Tuesday? Because we are within the community, so right now, so we can strategize and talk about that interview with the press. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell what the person's going to ask. Or what they're going to be interested in. Did she tell you any reason why she reached out to you?
Let me think. I'm looking at the email right now. My name is Liz Gabert, and I'm the host of a talk radio show located on WSMM in Nashville. I'd love to invite you to be my guest on my show for a few minutes next week to talk about who y'all are in your pack.
Okay.
A few minutes in front of ours, out of accident, confirmed that you're a great group of vets, which is where my heart is, as one of my sons is currently serving.
Well, yeah. How about with her, you talk to her about why you started the pack and how you're a vet and your perspective on why we should secede. I think that would probably fill up the time.
That would. Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking about. I just wanted to throw it open to you guys, too.
Well, as a senior political consultant, that's what my opinion is. Well, especially if it's a 10-minute thing. I mean, how much stuff can you cover during that time, Ian?
Not very much, but
I would, hey. I wouldn't think so. And part of the thing is she's wanting to contact you because you're doing something specific.
Yeah.
And because you're a vet. So that would make sense to keep with that. That's why they don't have me on there. I'll just ramble.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not allowed to be on the radio. I'll take too long.
Oh, I guess we should report about our experience yesterday in Keene. Russell and I and several other Liberty types were in Central Square in Keene for what was dubbed a anti-Free State Project rally or protest by the Cheshire County Democrats. And secession was brought up on more than one occasion by the people that were attending that rally and speaking at that rally. One rep specifically brought up CACR 32. And so the Dems are pretty mad about that situation, and they're definitely making it, as we predicted, they are definitely going to make that, it sounds like, a campaign issue this year.
Yeah, that's, you see, I didn't know how much of what their concern was secession, but it was one of three or four issues, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. And
the public schools in Croydon and people like Matt S., running, being a state rep from Cheshire County and sponsoring the bill.
Yeah, they literally had anti-Matt signage out there. There were specific signs that were attacking Matt Santanastasso. So they're fired up.
Yeah, so that was good. And each one of these steps hopefully will really bother the Democrats. That's a good sign. I found the speeches beyond boring, and sometimes I didn't even know what they were talking about because they're using so many buzzwords from their world.
Oh, I've got some great clips. Right before the meeting today, I was working on editing a video of the worst of the speeches, or what could be considered tremendous endorsements for the Free State Project. So I should have something out a little bit later today, including a lot of the really epic trolling from Joa, who kept heckling during the speeches. There's some pretty entertaining stuff.
Yeah, all I could do was cheer for certain things. I loved it when the state rep from Westmoreland was, talking about secession, and when we clapped, he stopped like he was going to scold the classroom, and I'm not going to speak until you guys shush up.
Yeah, that's exactly the look he had. And then when he started trying to speak again, he was all flustered and he lost his spot in his speech. He couldn't get the words out right. It was so hard to follow.
I know. Us doing this kind of stuff is just too shocking for them. That we're just, didn't we already decide this? I was talking to a guy running for state senate, I guess it is. And Felton or something like that. And he was wondering, why are you guys so interested in secession? So I told him, for me, it's, it's being anti-war. And I can't make Washington stop going to war. I can't send people there that'll stop it. But if we're separate, we're a country of 1.5 million people. We'll be like Estonia. We won't be at war with anybody.
Was that the tall, younger guy that was standing around in the
circle? That's the guy. I thought he might be a campaign person for somebody, but no, it's him running. He looks like a guy who is looking for a career in politics.
He is the Felton name is the car dealership family.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He's one of their sons.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that's what he was asking me. He was really wondering why. And I told him that's why for me. And then I was talking to Steve Valet, who was there. So I said, seeing he can tell you, it's for him for taxes. So Felton said, I like New Hampshire. And I said, if we secede, you'll just have more New Hampshire. We're not taking New Hampshire away from you. And then when Steve Valle was talking about income taxes, he says, well, we don't have income taxes in New Hampshire. I said, exactly. That's the thing is, if we were separate, we wouldn't have income taxes. We wouldn't have federal income taxes. It's like these ideas are so foreign to them, they can't. It's hard for them to start processing it. So it's kind of one step at a time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll give the guy credit for asking a question. I mean, that's how it starts, you know. So.
Yeah, well, he was a confident enough person that he wasn't flustered by me talking to him. You know, some of the little old ladies that were there. You know, I'm not going to be hitting them with hard hitting questions.
Oh yeah, well, some of them won't talk to you at all. I mean, the fact that he won't even have a conversation puts him above the rest of the crowd.
Oh, one thing that, in case people were wondering, people saw the pictures and were kind of thinking this was some sort of AstroTurf thing and these are all paid people. I didn't get any of that sense. These seem like hardcore Democratic people.
Yeah, they were real. I mean, I recognized a lot of them. They're real Democrat activists in the area. But what was centrally managed was the signage, which was all printed by the Cheshire Democratic Party. There wasn't a single held sign. I think somebody had made a homemade one, but no one was using it. Every single sign there was created by the Cheshire Dems, professionally printed by the Cheshire Dems. And so, I mean, grassroots, not so much.
It might be that event would have only happened because of that one guy, the chairman of the county party.
Well, I interviewed him, and he later came up to me, and he didn't know who I was, and somebody, one of his other party members informed him, and he later came up and requested that I not use his interview.
I know.
But he told me that it was the Cheshire County Dem Committee that came up with the idea for the protest, and I asked him, was that handed down on high from the state party? And he claimed that it was not. So he claimed it was their own volition at the county party level.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't happened somewhere else yet. So, yeah.
Oh, yes, it has. There have been the Free State NH Twitter profile has been posting images of what look kind of, you know, poorly organized, spontaneous 3 to 4 attendee protests that have happened, you know, in places like Concord or the Lakes region. But there's been nothing this size. This was the biggest one, I mean, by far.
Yeah. Well, and there's people in the Lakes region, you know, a few of them that were frustrated with Mike Sylvia, you know, for sponsoring it and things like that. And
the chairman of the Dems did not seem to be aware that there was anything else like that had occurred. So it didn't seem that the at least if he was being honest, it didn't seem that the Democrats were coordinating anything statewide, but sort of spontaneously, they have been happening across the state. I realize this isn't really particularly related to secession, except for the fact that they were very concerned about secession at this particular event.
Well, that's part of the reason I came, was to find out if that was one of their issues. So I didn't know beforehand, yeah. Well, hopefully we'll be able to keep it up so secession becomes their biggest worry. So, well, I know we haven't wanted to have these go forever and ever. Do you guys think we've covered everything?
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I think today was great. And I don't know, like I know a lot of times, you know, Sunday mornings I'm at church and then it ends and then we have, you know, an afterword, and I can't tell you how many times I've been, you know, I've seen that this brief is going on at 1 and I've been like driving back, and then I don't know today it wasn't like that.
Would it be better if we met at 2 instead of 1 for you?
Well, you know what? I think maybe, but I mean, I think, but I was out by like, I was back at my place by like noon today, and I was like, wow, what's been like, for some reason there wasn't as much going on. And
How about you, Ian? Is a certain time better for you on Sunday?
Not particularly. I mean, I'm best in the afternoons because I tend to, you know, I work late, and so afternoons are always easier for me. So if it's going to go later, that's okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would make sense. And I know the other problem with Sunday is we miss out on Alu because he works on Sunday. But and then you guys tried to fix that by having it rotate, but then that didn't work that great. If we did a little bit later, we might catch Alu sometimes too. But
I'm sure you have to ask him that. I know that of all the times we've had it at 1 o'clock, he's been kind of in and out, so it's not impossible for him to show up. He's kind of here half the time or a third of the time, so we definitely have had him.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, we'll have to discuss. Maybe we should bump it a little bit later. I mean, this time was invented by Dave originally just to try to choose a time, I think.
Yeah, so. Well, if we have to push it to 1:30 just to make sure, then, I mean, I'm okay with, I mean, and today worked out great, and I actually think that next week was going to be great too, but I know for sure that the rotating ones during the week were not working at all. I was always at work. Did not even, like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that sounds pretty good.
Here from now, if you're okay for next week, Matt, let's just let's keep it as is and assess it again.
Yeah. One's fine for me. So.
All right, you guys, I'm going back to editing video. Hope to get this footage out today at Freekeen.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, question. Are we able to take the recording off? I got a question for Ian following.
Yes, I will finish recording right now. Talk to you guys later.
All right, man.
See you, Russell.
Let me push the button and you'll hear it stop recording here. Let's see here. What button do I need to push? Stop recording.